episode number 11 of the Mad Henry Radio Show. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Soham Castillo. How is everyone doing? Today's episode is titled, Henry Smith and Henry JC Music Video Show Shown on MTV. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
Zac Efron heads a new film adaptation of Stephen King's novel. Some familiar names may be coming to Broome County very soon, as production begins on the film project. Weitzman said Weitzman is expecting an official announcement about production to come out soon. New episodes are streaming every week, and the second season is being shot. 3 episodes stream today, but remaining episodes will come once per week. 3 new episodes will be streaming on back-to-back days this weekend, followed by an extra episode every month. 4 episodes stream today, with another 2 coming every Friday until May 27. Part 2 streams tomorrow evening at the same time on MTV. Despite the lawsuit filed by Real Life Leiden, who was not happy about not being involved with the series, Pistol is really going to have the music from Sex Pistol playing throughout. All episodes are streaming as of today. Niecy Nash hosts this revival of the musical competition show, which was last broadcast in 2011. Last year, the GLAAD Media Awards went virtual for a second time, hosted by actress and producer Niecy Nash. The ceremony featured special performances by Chica, Rebecca Black, Jessica Betts, and Sabrina Carpenter. A significant number of the GLAAD Media Awards nominees also included powerful stories from LGBTQ people of color. Each year, GLAAD presents a non-competitive special recognition award for media projects that do not fall under any existing category for the GLAAD Media Awards. The GLAAD Media Awards, which fund GLAAD's work to accelerate LGBTQ acceptance, will be held in Los Angeles at the Beverly Hilton on Saturday, April 2, 2022, and in New York City at the Hilton Midtown on Friday, May 6, 2022. This year's Barbara Gittings Award winner for excellence in LGBTQ media is Frank O. Stevens, pioneering lesbian journalist and founding editor of one of the world's leading lesbian lifestyle magazines, Curve Magazine. As LGBTQ representation continues to expand on TV and streaming, Outstanding New TV Series honors comedy or drama series with a scripted debut season that includes an LGBTQ-impacting story. A cheat sheet, which breaks down the nominations by media outlet, as well as trends across nominees, is available here. The new live-action Star Trek series, Star Trek, is a Discovery spin-off set aboard the USS. Confoundingly, this reboot of MTV's classic hip-hop series, the classic MTV hip-hop series, is not going to be airing on MTV. Directed by Roman Lee, Fireball is an oversimplified look at the Smiths' saucy, juvenile energy. As the dancers execute choreographed routines, Smith is seen walking the streets with an attitude that is never gone. As the streetlights glitter off of wet sidewalks, Minaj dances alongside Smiths while she raps on a guest verse. A movie based on the book, starring Emile Hirsch as the young man in question and directed by Sean Penn, was released in 2008. Mr. McCandless sets out canoeing into Mexico, hitchhiking to the north, and working odd jobs along the way. The young man in question frequently wandered alone, but made a lasting impression on several friends he made on his journey. He graduated with high honors from Emory, and then disappeared in 1990. The young man in question has never been in touch with his parents, Walt and Billy McCandless, or with his younger sister, Karen. An older man named Ron France even offered to adopt the young man in question. Mr. McCandless kindly turned him down. His parents were concerned, but they knew long, impromptu excursions were nothing new for them. In the years since, John Krakauer has dug deeper into Mr. McCandless' history, uncovering an intricate, fascinating tale. John Krakauer, then working as a freelance journalist, heard of Mr. McCandless' story from a copy editor for Outside Magazine, who had read an article by the Associated Press. Mr. Henry Smith draws on a long life filled with music and hard work to present African-American plantation songs, spirituals, labor songs, and stories. Some readers saw in the youth in question his rejection of materialism and his embrace of the natural world a romantic, taking him to be a contemporary Thoreau. This has been the Mad Henry Radio Show, Episode 11. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.